Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
This past weekend, many Americans throughout the nation spent time in front of their TV rooting for their favorite football teams. And there's something about sports that has a way of uniting people, because we get very passionate about our teams and we want them to win. But sports also has great rivalries, do we not? You think about it, here in LA, we have UCLA against USC, right? And I've learned about the Loyola-St. Francis rivalry a little bit, and Holy Family against St. Phillips on the sports field. And those things are all fun, but we have to remember that we have far more that unites us than divides us. And as Christians, no matter what you look like or where you come from, we are all united in the love of Jesus. And that's what this gospel reminds us of this morning. That we're all on the same team. We're all the same team of Christ. And no matter where we come from, how much money we have or do not have, we need to stay focused on what's truly important. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if your team wins or lose on the playing field, okay? Of course you want your teams to win. But the most important thing is, am I staying holy? And am I on the road to heaven? Because at the end of the day, that's the greatest victory any of us could get, which is to be with Jesus forever in heaven. So let's just think about our classes right now, no matter what grade you're in. Are you a classmate that unites your class, or are you a classmate that maybe divides? In other words, are you building up your classmates by what you say about them and how you live, or are you doing the opposite? And the same could be for us adults. How are we uniting our families and our workplaces? That we could all do better. So let's reflect upon this question right now. How can you bring better unity to those that you are around? So if you're a student here at Holy Family, how can you bring better unity to your class? And for us adults, how can we bring better unity to our families and our places of work? So let's spend a few seconds of silent reflecting upon that right now. How can I be known to bring better unity to those around me?